welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and I am pumped to be talking about some positive topics. You know, there's been a lot of stuff roaming around lately that's been very, it's politics and drama and culture and all the good stuff. And today we're not talking about really any of that. We're talking about the Switch 2 release. Now, listen, I have been critical on the Switch 2. I have been openly critical, and I am not turning down anything that I've said in the past. I personally do not have any reason to buy a Switch. I'm not a huge Nintendo game fan as a general rule. I have a first-gen Switch that is currently sitting behind the camera and has been collecting dust for a year at least. But I know a lot of people, some dear friends as well, who are extremely, extremely excited for this release. And this, I am so excited to see what I'm seeing in this release because it's making people happy. Now, like everything else, there's two sides of the same, of one coin, right? And again, today was the big launch day, right? And certain stores set up early stuff, but there's been some not great stuff, but it's not what you think it is. So I want to start with the few negatives that are to talk about. And I'm not going to talk about any of the stuff that I've talked about in my last Nintendo Switch 2 video. I'm not going to sit here and bash on it. I think the price is ridiculous. I truly think the price is ridiculous. But knowing that going forward, I also acknowledge that there are people that today was a fantastic day for them. And I'm going to talk about some of that. One of the first things I want to talk about, though, one of the kind of the negatives, if you will, I don't know if you guys heard this. So one of the big dramas here over the last week is that for whatever reason, Target's probably the biggest offender of this. They were just canceling people's pre-orders. Long story short, they didn't have the inventory and okay, fine, whatever. And we'll read some more about that, some more detail. This Curtis Lightbrown, I just was scrolling through Twitter and I saw this. Costco had my back, got there at 12:30 on my lunch break, and they still had 10 Nintendo Switch 2s left, the coveted bundle as well. And by bundle, he means the Mario Kart World bundle, plus the online expansion pack. Target, not sure what happened with your pre-orders. Totally not cool. Waiting until the day of release to start shipping orders. Mine wasn't due to deliver until June 11th. Yikes. Thanks, Costco. Do better, Target. And that's been a big thing recently, is that stuff is being canceled. And as this guy said, like, hey, Costco was nailing it. And with the bundle as well. That's a super big deal. I mean, you're paying $500 to $700 depending on the bundle and what version you get. And you are getting kind of screwed. Let's be honest here. If they don't have what you need, then that sucks. And if you pre-ordered it and then they don't manage the pre-orders well enough, and then all of a sudden you're stuck a week behind everyone else, actually more than a week, yeah, that really sucks. I hate that. And so Target has been getting a lot of backlash. Now, it's not just Target, and this Kotaku article talks about this, and this came out Monday, time of recording, so what day was that? Let's see. The 2nd, okay. So it says launching later this week. People have been pre-ordering consoles eagerly. Unfortunately, people are discovering that some of their orders have been canceled just days before it was set to arrive. Polygon and Eurogamer were posting about this. I did see those. And there were horror stories. People have just been, their pre-orders have just been canceled for no reason, which is super bizarre. I'm sorry for the offset screen. I don't know why this website offsets the screen. Anyways, there's subreddits that are filled with people saying that their order was canceled. They contacted support and were offered a $15 gift card for the cancellation, which is insane. Support person also explained that there's been an influx of Walmart customers reaching out about canceled Switch 2 orders, suggesting this is a widespread problem. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because, you know, this is in some degree kind of par for the course. You know, inventory problems are always a problem now, are always expected now. And we talked a little bit about this when the new NVIDIA graphics cards were released, because, you know, Inventory is a little funky to manage, especially in today's day and age with the way social media has taken over a lot of not just expectations, but also thought processes. People are more vocal, more negatively vocal, especially online where there's a level of anonymity. But also just in general, these kind of widespread things, especially with what's going on the tariff side and all this, which is its own separate conversation, which we've touched on a little bit in the past. There's just been a lot of inconsistencies, and you don't really expect a place like Target and Walmart to be the powerhouses for gaming devices. At least typically in the past, they haven't been, especially if we're talking like comparison to NVIDIA. Well, you know, graphics cards, stuff like that, you look more at your GameStops, your Best Buys, and that's where most people typically go, and this has been no different. Most people typically went here, and totally fine. Now, there's one isolated thing, just one isolated thing that I have to talk about. It's the last of the kind of downer stuff, right? The kind of negative. Customers have reported that a GameStop in New York has punctured their Switch 2 screens by accident after stapling receipts to the box. So they scan them, you pay for them, they staple, they're trying to move quick, they staple the receipt to the box. As an efficiency thing, I get it. Okay, I get it. I don't technically have a problem with that. They've done that stuff with my stuff in the past. This was just short-sighted. Unfortunately, this is what happened. People were finding from this one place that these screens were punctured. Now, remember, the base just Switch 2 is $500. That's a steep price. It's a very steep price. And, well, this sucks. This right here sucks. And I feel for them. I hate that. That really, really does suck. But, you know, on that same token, stuff happens, and this was unlucky, and GameStop did say, hey, listen, we, let me just see if I can find it, actually. GameStop took it in stride, man. I credit where credit is due. They absolutely took it in stride, because they admitted to it. Here you go, right here. We addressed a unique case of staples damaging Switch 2 screens isolated to one store. Replacements have been offered. Staplers have been confiscated. If you know Office Guys, this is very funny, very clever, and I'm glad they did it. And they owned up to it in a great way. You can see 500,000 plus impressions. Really darn funny. I appreciate them being forward about it. A lot of companies try to blow it, push it under the rug or make some stupid excuse. They owned it, and they did it in a way that's going to appeal to the same demographic. So props to them. They owned it up. I like it. I appreciate it. Here is the fun stuff. And I got to tell you, as much as I would absolutely not spend the money on a Switch, again, personal preference, and I think as a general rule, unless you specifically are a Nintendo fan playing specific Nintendo games, if you're a PC gamer, if you're a console gamer, or a more hardcore slash competitive gamer, it doesn't make a lot of sense for you. But the traveling aspect is a huge deal. And I fully acknowledge that there's a lot of people who love their Switches. And I, rightfully freaking so. I love it. But I have been... This has been something that's put me in my place and helped me with perspective. I'm going to say that. Helped me with perspective. And here's why I say that. If you go on Twitter, you see at the top, Nintendo Switch 2 release, right? If you just scroll this, you see community, like genuine community. I mean, it's amazing to see the amount of people that have been just, it's amazing. People are lining up to see, like, streams happening, full house you don't see this anymore. You genuinely don't see midnight release lineups like this anymore. We used to love this stuff back in the day. Nobody does this anymore. And to see the amount of people that lined up to just around the world, really, it's inspiring. It's as much as I'm not a fan of the Switch and just the company Nintendo, I fully acknowledge this kind of presence is important, and I want to see this blossom. I am not going, I have my qualms, and I have to keep saying that because I do feel like it's important, because I am going to stand on my, I'm going to dig my heels in the sand on that. And I think some of the things that they've done with the Switch 2 has been borderline predatory. But on the same token, I fully understand, I fully understand how much these things mean to people. And I can't really argue that. I won't argue that. As somebody who grew up playing competitive games, you know, that's a niche thing. I can't bust on other niche things, and this is a heck of a lot more mainstream. So seeing people line up like this is amazing. I saw this one, and I love this. Gamers have queued up worldwide throughout the night for the launch of Nintendo Switch 2. Look, this is from LA. This is from London, Tokyo, Paris. Like, come on, man. This is awesome. When's the last time that we've seen this many people line up like this? I can't remember the last time that I've seen this. And I'll tell you this, a quick little story for you. You know, I talk about my background in competition. Funnily enough, here in my local area, when I was 17, ballpark, 17, whatever. Ballpark, late teenager. When I was competing really, really heavily, we were at a point where our team had three people and we were looking for a fourth. And this was around the time Black Ops 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 was coming out. And one of my teammates, he went to the midnight release for Black Ops 3. And he was waiting in line and just shooting the bull with a guy who hilariously had the same name as him. And I'm not going to, you know, mention anybody's name. But they were just sitting there talking, waiting at the midnight release of a Call of Duty. It's unheard of. Nobody does that anymore. And they were talking about, you know, what's your favorite Call of Duty? This, that, and the other. And they're like, yeah. One of them was like, yeah, I play kind of competitively. I play wagers and I'm looking for a team. And my teammate was like, we're looking for a team. And they started talking, and sure enough, he became the teammate who we grinded a lot with. He's the teammate that we were, you know, top 50 in game battles with. That little interaction at a midnight release of a video game helped us secure the fourth player that propelled our team to an actual level of success. Missed that dude. Hope he's doing okay. I tell you what, that was a great guy. Genuinely great guy. Found the Lord too, and he dropped everything for that, and I always admired him for that. And, you know, buddy, if you're out there, hit me up, because that dude was always really good-hearted. He was fun, and man, he was a good COD player. He was really, really good. And we never would have met him if it wasn't for our teammate going to a midnight release of a Call of Duty. Like, that, you don't, how many times do you hear that anymore? And then you see this, and it's like, okay, people in this community still want to have that electrifying feel, and they yearn for it. They miss it. That's the thing. We talk a lot about the negatives in this industry and in this community, and yeah, they're there, and they're prevalent, and they're important, and we have to point them out if we want to see positive change. Absolutely. But the core, the bones, when I see stuff like this, it puts in perspective, hey, these people are still around. They are. They're still around. And man, like, come on. Look at this. I mean, are we serious? This is amazing. I can't tell you the last time I've seen this. I mean, I genuinely can't. And it baffles me, not because I'm surprised, but it's like, man, that's still there. People still care that much. All the negatives that keep worming their way in, people are still superseding them. And here's something that blows my mind. And maybe they were just feeling bad about the pre-order issues. Fair enough. Doesn't really, in my opinion, doesn't matter. Walmart got involved on the hype of this. And I don't mean like they got involved in a kitschy corporate way. I found this out, and I was seeing tweets about this of like, oh, this appeared. They screwed up. And then I saw this. People who pre-ordered a Nintendo Switch 2 from Walmart got a snack and a drink for free. Walmart didn't advertise it, saying they wanted to surprise people with a feel-good moment. And I saw a picture. At one point, I saw somebody tweet, like, they accidentally put Pringles and Coke in my pre-order. Because you could have it delivered. You know, Walmart does the at-home delivery. And I was seeing that. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. How did that happen? And then I started seeing more of it. And then I came across this. And if you scroll through this, look at this. I mean, hello. Look, they even printed. I get that this is advertising and stuff, but this is a huge win. This is a huge positive, because they didn't charge anybody for this. They did this as a, and whoever said this, they're right. It's a feel good moment. That's exactly what it is. And look, I'll show you the Dixerto article about this. After reports of customers getting free can of Pringles and Coca-Cola with their Switch 2 pre-orders, Walmart has finally explained why it happened. Nintendo Switch released today, June 5th, at time of recording, and they were delivered to customers who were able to get one. Walmart, in particular, set up an internal plan to get devices to customers before 9 a.m. Before 9 a.m. Okay, I need to make something very clear. I haven't seen that level of intent in the gaming industry in a long, long time, especially not hardware. Looking at you, NVIDIA, because you guys have screwed us for like 10 years now. As consumers, you have not cared. Walmart was delivering these things on launch day before 9 a.m. Amazing. As it says, but that wasn't the only thing the massive supermarket had up its sleeve. As packages began to arrive, some new Switch 2 owners took to social media to share their confusion after Walmart included a can of Pringles and a bottle of Coca-Cola. Walmart kicks ass. They know how important the Nintendo Switch 2 launch is. They delivered at 7:10 a.m., sent real-time status texts, and gave me free snacks, too. Target did not even ship yet. Look at that. That is amazing. Anyone else order a Switch 2 from Walmart and get some snacks packed in for free? Alongside the snacks, Walmart included a note that said, level up with these free game-ready snacks while you play. Come on, I get this is advertisement for them, and they're trying to get you to sign up for Walmart Plus and all that. This is how you do it. This came out of their budget. Like, they comped this price for these people. Shortly after, posts showing the surprise went viral. Walmart spoke up with Aftermath and explained they wanted to create a feel-good moment for gamers who purchased the new console. We kind of know the stereotypical gamer, and of course they're going to need snacks while they game. I got no problem with that. That's a fair judgment. Walmart's not the only company to respond to things happening with Switch 2 pre-order processes. However, as one New York GameStop, we talked about that, was stapling screens. Now, listen, I love it. I love it. It was all over the internet of people saying, well, what in the world? Why do I have all this stuff in there? And for once, a big corporation like that is looking out for its customers. And that's, I mean, I'm a little humbled by that, to be honest with you. Because you just don't see that anymore. You sure enough don't see it from the developers. Bear with me, I got a sore throat. And so it's so awesome to see, man. It's so awesome to see. And we'll end on this. I'll show you this. This is the June 2025 release highlights for the Switch. Every single thing on this except for the very last row is all June 5th, i.e. release date, i.e. today. And you can see the bundles in the top left, and then, of course, Mario Kart World, the big thing, the Welcome Tour, which they should be slapped for charging. A couple of honorable mentions here, things that are worth notating. Of course, Fortnite, Hogwarts Legacy in the bottom left, yeah. But Cyberpunk has come to it. The upgraded versions of both Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are out. Several things here that are worth noting. Some hardware stuff, some amiibo stuff towards the bottom. Split Fiction is a big one. This is a good little release. This is a good release track. And I mean, even Hitman. Even Hitman's on here. So, listen, all I'm saying is Nintendo has pissed me off in a lot of ways recently, but this has been incredible to watch. And I am so happy I got to see this outside looking in. I'll tell you this. I had to go to Best Buy today. I went around 10:30 this morning. And I was buying headphones. I completely forgot that the Switch release was today. They had come back in stock. I've been patient. I've been trying to get I've been trying to do a trade-in and some stuff. I wanted the new Sony XM6 headphones, and I've been waiting it out to try to get my hands on those and still be able to do the trade-in with what I had, yada, yada. And I walked in, and there's just this huge line, and the guy up front's like, you here for the Switch? Like, no, I forgot about that. He goes, oh, you here for Pokemon then? Like, what? Apparently, Pokemon cards, like the trading cards, had a big release. And so I was like, dude, I'm trying to buy some headphones. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, long story short, he's like, yeah, you can hop in the big line. I was like, yeah, that's cool. I'll just hang out and talk to people. And sure enough, like, people were just chilling. People were coming in, buying Switches. They had them readily in stock. You could literally just walk in on your lunch break, and Best Buy had it. It was awesome. It's cool to see. And it's not something I'm used to seeing. That's the big thing. I'm not used to seeing this level of community and love and passion all in one place around the world, really. And it's awesome to see. It gives me hope. And this is exactly what we talk about here. Listen, we talk about a lot of negatives. I'm never going to deny that because it's part of this life. It's part of the world. It's part of the community. But these kind of little things like this remind you, like, hey, there's always still good around. So I want to end on that. There's always still good around. There's always a high note. There's always a positive. There's always a silver lining. And it is easy to lose the forest for the trees. Absolutely. But stuff like this makes it all worth it. Without question. So I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you all for watching. As always, Birdman here. Go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up, man. A lot of stuff in the background. I know I always say this, and you guys probably see it. I don't announce stuff. I just say, like, hey, there's cool stuff coming. And, man, there is. If you guys haven't seen the new Just Right podcast, I couldn't tell you. These guys have been in behind the scenes at Right Side have been absolutely knocking it out of the park. It is the best piece of content that has come out of this company. And I can say that without hesitation. These guys have been killing it. The content game has been amazing lately with these guys. Go check it out if you haven't seen it, especially the one with Jared Hudson, who just announced his candidacy for Senate, Alabama Senate. So anyways, yeah, I don't know. Cool stuff's happening around here. Go check it out. But I'm going to leave it at that. Look at the positives, man. So cool. We don't always get to do that. And I love that. So thank you for watching. Tune in next week. Hopefully we have some cool stuff coming up. Maybe stuff that's not bizarre, like what's happening with Trump and Musk. Anyways, Twitter's been insane today, but as always, Birdman here. This has been Right Click. You guys have a great one, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.